Amnesty says in recent months, Qatar has made some progress in improving the rights of migrant workers. Under a new so-called wage protection system, big companies must now regularly pay their employees by electronic bank transfer, helping to address problems over late or missing wages. But Amnesty's Mustafa Kadri says there are still holes in the legislation.
Workers that are most exposed to abuse in Qatar are those employed in the smallest companies. And they might have, you know, a three-month visa, they may be informally employed. They're very hard to track these small companies. This law does not seem to effectively apply to that pool of workers.
There are around 1.5 million migrant workers in Qatar. Most are employed under the kafala sponsorship system, where the employer is responsible for their legal status. Amnesty says this led to major abuses, including the confiscation of employees' passports.
An employer has the power to control where a worker goes, when they leave the country, whether they can change jobs. And the fact that that creates an incredible power imbalance.
Kadri accuses FIFA, football's world governing body and the organiser of the World Cup, of abdicating its responsibilities.
We do have a concern that the focus on the corruption allegations and FIFA's leadership is diverting attention away from human rights and FIFA's responsibility with respect to human rights.
Qatar has strongly denied claims that its officials paid FIFA delegates to win their vote to host the 2022 World Cup, and FIFA's ethics committee ruled in November that any breaches of the rules were only of very limited scope. Swiss police are investigating corruption claims against suspended FIFA head Sepp Blatter, while scores of FIFA officials have been indicted in an ongoing US investigation. Speaking in London Thursday, the United States Attorney General Loretta Lynch urged wholesale reform.
It's incumbent upon every country that participates in this great sport to be involved in FIFA's reform.
One of the accused, Jose Luis Meisner, the former General Secretary of South American Soccer's governing body, appeared this week before an Argentine judge who will decide on an extradition request from the United States. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.